Phoneboy Speaks, episode 533, Editorial for iOS. Editorial is an iPhone and iPad text editor app. And, you know, there's a lot of those out there. But in this one, what makes it shine is the fact that, well, it supports automation, like on a grand scale, something I've, this takes the stuff that we can do with Launch Center Pro and URL schemes, and it kind of kicks it up a notch. So it's a text editor. So of course it supports, various text editing functions. And in fact, it supports Markdown. So it knows what that is. And that's useful if you happen to like writing stuff in Markdown. But, that's where that's kind of where it ends, right? I mean, as far as similarity, what you can do with it is phenomenal. So rather than attempt to explain everything that it can do, because it's just mind-numbing the amount of detail. So let me explain what I did with the editorial app. So I built a workflow in this app that asks me some questions and takes a template that I've already created. And this is my podcast is actually already, the pages for each episode are actually built as a Markdown file, and it goes through a templating engine. So there's some stuff in there. So what this thing does is it now asks me the questions. And so I say, okay, these are the categories. This is the date the podcast is going to publish. This is the episode number. This is the title. And it creates, creates the file that makes up the podcast episode. Now, I still have to go in and make a couple of changes to it. I have to, have to type in my links and stuff, and type in the words that I'm going to have in the show notes. And so, but I have, another piece of workflow that says, if I select a piece of text, I can then say, make a Markdown link, with this text, and then use the URL from the clipboard, and put that in there. And so, that little thing helps. And then, as I said, there's a couple other pieces I have to manually edit. I'm sure I will automate those at some point, but, then I can take the file, using another, another workflow and say, open this file in, another app, which will then upload it to where my web server is. And so that's, I'm able to do all of that from within the editorial app. Now, it also supports regular URL schemes. So there's another thing I created where I type in some text and then I fire off the action that says send this stuff to Chimp to post it to app.net and Twitter. And just so you know, the current released version of Chimp doesn't do that. However, the upcoming version will. But it'll do anything that, will support URL schemes, and it supports X callback URL and other stuff. And so so you can actually call a third party app, have it return back to editorial, and then take some additional actions. And so it makes it really, really flexible. And I haven't even begun to scratch the surface of this. This is just what I was able to put together very quickly. The automation is drag and drop. I mean, you still have to kind of know what order to do things, and there are some limitations, obviously. I also tripped over a bug where I was trying to use variables in a place that for some reason on the iPhone there's a crash bug, and the author was very responsive on Twitter and gave me a workaround, which was great. So I was able to do that. It's a great app. I mean, now granted, it's a little pricey. It's $6.99 now in the App Store in the US. But well worth it. It's a universal app. The first version that came out was iPad only. Version 1.1 supports iPhone and iPad. And it looks like the guy did a great job on it. If you're into automation and you write text on your iPhone or iPad, I say check it out. It looks like a really great app.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.